You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday the 2nd of February 2021 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, once again, it looks like a child has been arrested and accused of so-called far-right terrorism. This is the second or third child that's actually been arrested alongside some autistic people. And we have to remember that the actual far-right terrorism that has been carried out by loners. It's been carried out by individuals who have not been members of any groups, they've not been members of any chat rooms, and there hasn't been an online trail for the police to investigate. And yet all the resources to fight against terrorism, which includes Islamic terrorism, which is people blowing themselves up, beheading people, vehicle terrorism. I'm sure you all know of this violent terrorism that Islamic radicals carry out. Instead of putting the resources onto that, our resources seem to be going into either setting up chat rooms or joining chat rooms which have children in them, and then encouraging people in there to carry out violent acts, and then when the children fall for that, because it is just children and autists that are falling for this, they trumpet it from the rooftops that another terrorist plot has been foiled. And yet the fact it is children and autists tends to say to me that these are fantasists, and there possibly isn't really that much chance of them carrying out any of these fantasies. They're just playing games within their minds. I mean, this latest one is particularly young. A schoolboy has become the UK's youngest terrorist after admitting offences from as young as 13, including masterminding a British far-right extremist cell from his grandmother's cottage. The child, who told investigators he was just trying to look cool, ran the UK branch of the Furkrieg division until July 2019. Now, this organisation, the Furkrieg Division, it was Hope Not Hate that lobbied the government to make them into a terrorist organisation, and it was then found out that it was headed up by a 14-year-old Estonian lad. I think he was only 13 when he actually started the chat room, which is all it was. It was a chat room, and since then there have been arrests of other children that have been members of this. And because the organisation was designated as a terrorist organisation by the government, it all comes under terror legislation. Just think of the resources that are being directed against children, basically, because they haven't found any adults that are involved in this or that would want to carry out any of this. And the fact that this child here says he was just trying to look cool, I think that's probably it. I think he was trying to outdo his friends in the chat room. When you're a young lad, you want to be the best. You're very keen to make your mark. You want to be the lad that can drink the most alcohol, that can run the fastest, that can be the best on the skateboard, watches the adult movies, has seen the latest movies. You want to outdo everybody else. There's a big drive to outdo everybody else. And if you're in a atmosphere where people are talking about nationalism, and when you're a young lad, you're a fan of action movies, you're a fan of all that sort of thing, then you're going to start to idolise things that you wouldn't as an adult. But it doesn't mean that these kids are going to actually carry out any of the actions that it has been alleged that they have been planning. counter-terror police learned of a British-based FKD unit operating on the internet and launched a huge investigation to find out who was in the cell. And by the number of people that have actually been arrested from this, it's quite obvious that there were intelligence operatives within the so-called cell. I mean, it's only a small group of people. And as it says here, operating on the internet. What does operating on the internet mean? It just means people talking in a chat room, probably making racist jokes and trying to outdo one another. Against the backdrop of Met Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu insisting that far-right terror was Britain's fastest growing threat, they managed to dismantle the network. I think Neil Basu should be fearful for his job, to be honest, with putting all these resources into investigating and arresting children and autists and claiming that that is the biggest threat in Britain. Is he telling us that our children are our biggest threat? I think the biggest terror threat in Britain is the thousands of jihadis that have pledged support to ISIS, who behead people, crucify people, and have pledged their lives to attacking non-Muslims. I think that is the biggest terror threat. I'm not sure there is a far-right terror threat as much as there is unbalanced individuals that are going to carry out crazy acts. I don't think it's to do with their politics so much as it is to do with an unbalanced individual. If you look at the Welsh guy that ran a Muslim over in London, he had learning difficulties. And if you look at the guy that killed the MP, he was suffering from depression. So you had people who were mentally unstable anyway. And what you have here is children fantasizing about having a nationalist revolution, which obviously they're not going to have. What is far more concerning here is the fact that we have children that are so disaffected with society, that feel so disconnected from their people, that they don't see a future for themselves. And they think that the only way out would be for something like this to happen. That, I think, is a far more serious worry than the so-called far-right terror threat. And, of course, the way to deal with that is to give these children an identity. Tell them who they are. Tell them about their ethnicity. Give them some pride in their ethnicity. Give them a future. Tell them that they have a future. Start putting things in place to ensure that white people do have a future. When they look around and they see white people being replaced, when they see that they are getting looked over for jobs in the favour of non-whites, that tells them that they don't have a future. And that leaves them depressed, that leaves them feeling disconnected, and then they are at risk of entertaining these sorts of fantasies. After learning of the chatter between members, they raided the cottage in Cornwall, worried the teenager could be building a weapon. Seriously. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to make my own homemade darts up. I mean, I can imagine kids making up, making their own knives up out of maybe horns or antlers that they have found from a deer. Making a weapon is not something that should really be seen as being that concerning, I wouldn't have thought. They don't tell us exactly what sort of weapon it is, of course. They just tell us he could have been building a weapon. Maybe he was building a catapult. Instead, they found a computer and a mobile packed with far-right material, a Nazi flag, and the extremist codes 14 and 88, which are codes for Hail Hitler, due to the numbers corresponding with the alphabet letters painted on his grandmother's shed. So they didn't actually find any terrorist material, did they? They didn't actually find any weapons. They didn't find any preparations for carrying out terrorist attacks. They found so-called far-right material, a flag, and 1488 written somewhere. He was a little older than the founder of the global group, who was just 14 and from Estonia. I mean, how can they be doing this stuff and not be embarrassed by it? And do they not feel any shame busting 13 and 14-year-olds for having a Nazi flag and then calling them terrorists because of it? At the Old Bailey today, via video link, alongside his supportive grandmother, I mean, his grandmother must be beside herself with worry about this. He admitted 10 counts of possessing terrorist documents and 2 counts of distributing terrorist material. I bet he did at 14. I bet he thinks he's going to look really cool being accused of being a terrorist. I mean, this is somebody that really doesn't know what the results of his actions are going to be yet. I mean, this is somebody who is still innocent. A 14-year-old boy is not capable of making these sort of decisions. I doubt whether he really knows the difference between the real world and the fantasy world. I mean, when I was a young lad, I used to be really fascinated by horror movies, and I used to put images from horror movies around my room, and people were shocked and horrified at that, but I just thought it was special effects. Certainly never meant that I would like to see anybody harmed in any way, but I just thought, well, these are cool special effects. And that's the sort of thing you do when you're at the age of 14. But according to this, if you have a Nazi flag and write 1488 on the shed, then that's it. You're preparing for terrorist acts. He was directly linked to Paul Dunleavy, 17, jailed for preparing acts of terrorism after recruiting him to the cause. I mean, how embarrassing is that? They got someone at the age of 17, again, who's under the age of 18, but I guess you could say he wasn't a child. They say he was preparing for acts of terrorism, and he was recruited by a 13-year-old. Judge Mark Dennis said, "The facts of this case are, of course, extremely serious, but I am not dealing with an adult. I'm dealing with someone who was 14 at one stage and 13 during the time of the offending. We are dealing with children online, sending between themselves and other children or other adults such extremist material." Well, you know, maybe this judge is sensible, because he's actually pointing out exactly what's going on here. You got children sending messages one to another, and you've got, you know, the force and the might of Britain's anti-terrorist police descending on them and holding them up triumphantly as terrorists and claiming to have broken up a terrorist plot. And you got Neil Basu talking about this massive number of far-right terrorist plots that they've broken up. And in actual fact, what they are breaking up is children online sending edgy material to one another. In conversations with the supreme leader of FKD, known only as Commander, the youth discussed how to build membership to the cult so that nothing can be traced back to me. Oh, where do they get this stuff from? The idea that it's a cult? That must probably come from Hope Not Hate. But calling one another Commander and Supreme Leader, it seems to me they're playing at Doctor Who and the Daleks, aren't they? Don't the Daleks have a Supreme Leader or a Commander? Despite his young age, he ran FKD GB single-handedly, under the supervision of no one but the overall commander, and threatened members with expulsion if they refused to act. The offences date from 10th of July 2018, when he was 13, to the 11th of July 2019. Naomi Parsons, prosecuting, said he was aged 14 for the most part for the 11 offences, but there was one offence committed when he was 13 years old. He came to the attention of counter-terrorism police in July 2019. I mean, how many more children's lives are they going to ruin like this? I mean, I really do think Neil Basu should really be resigning over this. And the newspapers should be pointing out how ludicrous this is, that all our resources are going after children for sending each other edgy messages. I mean, how can he just live with himself doing things like this and claiming that he's fighting terrorism? I mean, if this was anything else, any other police operation, and it ended up breaking up children's chat rooms, I think whoever was in charge of it would be a laughingstock. It's beyond me how this can actually be going on. It really is. I guess because the mainstream media have got so much tied up in trying to censor people and preventing anybody from noticing what is going on or talking about what is going on, they back this and they praise Neil Basu as if he's doing a wonderful thing for breaking up these children's playgroups. They attended his home address in Cornwall following reports he was constructing a weapon. In actual fact, he was not. There was no weapon found at his address, but officers searched the premises and seized a mobile phone and a desktop computer. Again, it's not illegal to construct a weapon is it? And what this shows us is that this was a fantasist. He was boasting about things online. As he said to the police, he was just trying to look big online, basically. That's what you do at the age of 13. If those devices were analysed and the information on them comprised these 12 offences. It's worth noting that officers found indications that he was interested in the far right. Well, yeah, obviously, because it's only because of that that they've called him a terrorist, isn't it, really? Because he's a member of this forkery group or whatever. If he'd been involved with other kids doing something else, I don't know, making edgy jokes about some other subject online, then they wouldn't have been interested. They found a Nazi flag, a hard copy of Iron Gates, which is a key text of neo-Nazis depicting apocalyptic violence, and painted on the garden shed were the numbers 1488, which stands for the 14 words, "We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children." Well, what is so wrong about that sentence, eh? I don't think anybody sensible could find anything wrong with that, saying we must secure the existence of our people and a future for our children. Isn't that what every father of a family wishes? The 88 refers to HH or Heil Hitler. 1488 is a well-recognised Nazi slogan and symbol. Again, when you're a kid, you think swearing is cool. You'll see graffiti at school, which has got swearing in it. I mean, this is just him trying to look cool, isn't it? He was asked whether he had racist or homophobic views, and he said he'd just posted them to look cool. He said he had been planning to leave the organisation. So there you have it. FKD describes itself as a group of revolutionary national socialists. The organisation was founded in October 2018. And again, it's just a child's fantasy, isn't it? They're not revolutionary national socialists, they're just children. The emphasis of the group is on action rather than words. How? Where is their action? They've already told us that this is just an online community. What they mean is, that's what the group were talking about. That's what they idolised. While it is an online community, its aspiration or desire was for not just talk, but to actually act. To that end, its emphasis was on recruiting those individuals that agreed with this particular emphasis on actions and not words. It particularly venerated those individuals who had taken that step from words to actions. And the key examples one sees in wire chats between the youth and others show they have a respect and admiration for mass murderers such as Anders Behring Breivik, a Norwegian far-right terrorist who committed the 2011 attacks, Dylan Roof, who murdered 15 individuals in a church in Charleston in 2015, and most recently Brenton Tarrant, who committed the massacre of 51 people in New Zealand in 2019. And over the last couple of years, we have seen idiots posting support for these people online. But it doesn't mean that these idiots that are doing that had any intention of doing the same themselves. They just haven't thought through what's actually going on here. And when people carry out these stupid attacks like this, it just means that we get massive censorship. And we get children, fantasist children, end up being arrested. It doesn't help us in any way at all. And, of course, lots of innocent people have been killed as well. These are individuals who progressed to acts and are venerated and referred to as saints. The FKD is a violent, racist, anti-Semitic and anti-state ideology. Now, where did they get the idea from referring to people like that as saints? I would suggest that that is a commentary on ISIS and Islamic extremists idolizing their terrorists and calling them marchers. They call them marchers, don't they? And they make up images of them and they hold vigils for them and they all turn up at the funeral of these terrorists. And I say all, I mean lots of them turn up. Obviously, it's not all Muslims that support these jihadis, but a certain proportion of them do, and they refer to them as marchers. So the fact that these kids and these other idiots I was referring to that do that sort of thing online, that's where that idea comes from. And it comes from the state referring to nationalists as if they are terrorists. And with a sense of irony, people will post things like that thinking that it's funny. Paul Dunleavy was part of the UK FKD cell, which was set up by the defendant in this case. He recruited Dunleavy to the group in July 2019, and it is in connection with Mr. Dunleavy's actions as a member of FKD that he was charged and convicted of offences contrary to the Terrorism Act. And I bet there was a lot of provocation in this. I mean, this is the way the intelligence services work. They work with agent provocateurs. They put people into these groups specifically to see whether these groups are capable of carrying out these sort of acts. And whether we like it or not, that is just the way that the police service works. They have to ascertain whether somebody actually would carry through this sort of thing. So they have these agent provocateurs. And this Mr. Dunleavy, they obviously managed to persuade him to make some preparations for a terrorist act or something that they could say was preparations. And then they can go after everybody else that was involved in this group. The prosecutor said the youth sentence should reflect the fact that his behaviour betrayed a maturity beyond his chronological age. I wouldn't say that. I would say that it's actually betraying an immaturity. It's showing that he's a fantasist. Miss Parsons said the defendant joined a far-right forum called Fascist Forge in October 2018. That was a forum where individuals of a far-right mindset exchange information and practical tips on combat warfare and how to make explosives. And I'll just say now, if anybody comes across a chat room that has information like that in there, how to make explosives, then leave the chat room, because it is certainly going to have these intelligence operatives within it. I mean, it may be that MI5 set up the Fascist Forge in October 2018, and anybody that was in there, they've been following ever since. I mean, that is the way these things go. If you see anybody that is advocating illegal acts, then you need to kick them out of your chat room, or you need to leave the chat room yourself. From around October 2018, he began collecting far-right material and publications. He was active on terrorist far-right platforms. On those platforms and on the wire chat with members of FKD, his views of various parts of society are made clear. The attitudes he expressed on the group can broadly be described as racist, homophobic, and anti-Semitic attitudes. The fanatic chatted with the leader of the group, referred to only as Commander, plotting how to recruit violent members while escaping the attention of police. Again, they're calling him a fanatic here, but if he was a bit of a loner and he had come across this group and they paid attention to him and they thought he was somebody important, then he would have been doing his best to please the group, and he would have been going on that chat room as much as he possibly could, because he would have been treated there as if he was an adult, and he would have been treated with respect. So it may not be that he's a fanatic. It may just be that he liked the respect that he was getting there. Despite his young age, he was appointed head of the FKD's British cell, setting up wire chats through which he inducted teenage Hitler fanatic Paul Dunleavy. I would say that it's not despite his young age, it's because of his young age. That's what he was doing there in this so-called Four Krieg division, because it's only going to appeal to children. That sort of mentality is only going to appeal to children and autists, which is why the only people they've arrested are children and autists that support far-right terrorism. The youth sourced far-right manifestos with which to vet recruits, including a document called Natural Born Killers 2000, which urges people to maim people and cause mass terror. He sent the file to Commander for approval, saying MBK 2000 sort of covers everything. I mean, this is hardly a well thought out, well trained terrorist army that they're setting up here. Unlike ISIS, that actually had proper terrorist training camps in Syria, this is a child saying, well, I've read this book, we'll use this book, shall we? Terrorist documents recovered from the boy's computer included the Big Book of Mischief. I mean, are you sure? I don't know what the Big Book of Mischief is, but it sounds like a sort of child's joke book, doesn't it? The Terrorist Handbook. And you couldn't get more obvious than that, could you? If you're in a chat room and they say, well, this is the book you should be reading, it's called The Terrorist Handbook, then it's quite obviously a state setup, isn't it? Again, this is why it's only children and autists that they have caught with this. Homemade Molotov cocktail and various instruction manuals for killing people with knives and hand-to-hand combat. I mean, do you really need an instruction manual to know how to do things like that? The young leader vetted five members and ran the operation for more than a month before police hunted him down. That's what I mean, five members, and so far we've heard about two. And my guess would be that the other three were members of MI5. Miss Parsons said, Count one concerns an image of an atom bomb mushroom cloud explosion over the Houses of Parliament, above which is written, sterilise the cesspit that you call London. And this is known as the Nuke London image. Imagine that. That is an actual count. That is a charge for terrorism based on an image of an atom bomb over the Houses of Parliament. How many times have we seen the Houses of Parliament blown up in Hollywood? How many times have we seen New York blown up by Hollywood? And yet this 13-year-old lad is being accused of terrorism for making an image like that. Are they alleging that he was going to get his hands on nuclear weapons? Perhaps that's what he was building in his shed that they were hoping to find. They're hoping to find him building a nuclear weapon so that he could nuke the Houses of Parliament. I mean, this is just so ludicrous. He posted the image on FKD Wire Chat on 22nd of July 2019. There were 28 members of the FKD Wire Chat, of which around six were active at the time of posting and who expressed comments of approval. The context in which he posts the image is in a discussion in which he advocates nuking London and New York. So that's it. It's because he said he wanted to nuke London and New York. He has admitted that that's what he was going to do. Incredible. He praises individuals who have committed racial mass murder, particularly Anders Breivik. Anders Breivik killed loads of white people. That's what Anders Breivik did. On the 21st of July 2019, FKD members discuss how they can mark the anniversary of Breivik's attack, which took place on 22nd of July 2011. The youth suggests spray painting, Breivik did nothing wrong, and on 22nd July he posts Happy St. Breivik Day. I mean, this is just edgy jokes, isn't it? It's just stupid, childish stuff. It's not saying that he had any intention of doing anything like Breivik did. I mean, Breivik was a full-grown adult and obviously had something mentally wrong with him to want to go and kill all of his own people like that. The number of items on the indictment reflect the proportion of what was found on these devices, in particular manifestos from neo-Nazis who have committed mass murder, including Brenton Tarrant and The Great Replacement. And I think what they're referring to there with The Great Replacement is that might have been the title of Brenton Tarrant's manifesto rather than the idea of The Great Replacement, because that was discussed for quite some years before Brenton Tarrant used it. There were live streams of the New Zealand shooting, one of which had been doctored with sound effects over the top, and he had a copy of the live streaming on his mobile phone. Again, so he's not looking at that as being real, is it? He's looking at it as if it's a computer game. I doubt whether the lad has ever seen anybody that's been properly hurt, apart from in action movies and on computer games. To think that he was really wanting to carry out something like that, just because he had images of it, I don't think that is a logical assertion to make. He said it doesn't matter what Tarrant thought in terms of the nitty-gritty, he actually had the guts to do something, and referred to his high score, a reference to the number of Tarrant's victims, who was referenced by the defendant as an ally and a saint. I mean, it's exactly as the kid says. He was just trying to look cool, isn't he, and making edgy jokes. The Old Bailey heard the teenager had enlisted one of his members to make a poster of an atom bomb over the Houses of Parliament with the Nuke London emblazoned across the image. He spread the vile image online amongst other like-minded individuals, the court heard. I mean, if that had been his school, do you think the police would have been interested if he'd drawn a picture of his school being nuked because he was upset at the headmaster? I mean, are they really saying that this lad was intending on setting off a thermonuclear bomb in the Houses of Parliament? I'd like to know what his grandmother thinks of this. Judge Mark Dennis said he would need to consider whether the teenager had been immature or naive before passing sentence. I'd say it's quite obvious he's immature and naive. He's 13 years old when he was doing this. The judge said, I need to assess a person of this age who sends these messages and whether this is true beliefs or the product of firstly grooming, but then self-aggrandizement and the other matters. And hopefully he does assess this properly, because I think this is self-aggrandizement and edgy jokes. The Youth for Cornwall admitted 10 counts of possessing information useful to terrorism and 2 counts of distributing a terrorist publication. And remember, one of those counts is apparently that image of London with a nuclear bomb over it. That's either information useful to terrorism or a terrorist publication. He has been granted bail subject to stringent conditions, including residing at his home and attending youth offending services, along with a ban on using computers without permission and a complete ban on any private browsing mode, encryption software or virtual storage devices such as the cloud, and he has to be home before bedtime. Judge Dennis will hear defence submissions later today, but will sentence the teenager on February the 8th. It's just incredible that this can be going on and that this can be reported on as if it's something deadly serious. I mean, this is a real indictment of our anti-terror services, that they think they are protecting the British public by locking up 13-year-old fantasists and autists. It's just embarrassing. And this is just so embarrassing for Britain. And I'm amazed that there aren't people in the mainstream media calling for Neil Basu to resign over this. But they lap it up and they encourage it. And they'll chalk this down to another terrorist plot that's been foiled. Plot to blow up the Houses of Parliament. Just incredible. Very, very sad. I'm ashamed to be British when I see my country doing things like this and thinking that they are protecting the British people by doing it. Well, thank you very much for listening anyway. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.